Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Dallimore, and I am so excited that you've decided to join us again today. Today, we are going to feature another This Is Their Story segment. And as you've heard me say in other podcasts and other times we've done this segment, I love doing these segments. I love hearing other entrepreneurs' stories, what motivated them and what caused them to jump on the entrepreneurial road, because I learned so much from them. And today will be no different. I'm excited to hear from our guest today. Our guest is Renee Dominguez. She is the founder of Empowered Leadership. And so we're going to learn more about that. I'm really excited. Renee, thanks for being with us.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Darren. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm very excited to be here with you and your audience.
Yeah, well, we are excited to have you. As I mentioned in my intro, I truly do love this segment. I love talking to entrepreneurs such as yourself, just because I learned so much and I know others can. Our stories are unique. We all started for a different reason. We were all motivated for different reasons. But we all go through, I've learned that we all go through similar experiences, have similar issues that we deal with. And sometimes as an entrepreneur, we're on a lonely road. It seems like it's just us. No one else understands what we're going through. Even our family doesn't. But still, there's so many resources out here, and I want this to be a resource. And so, Renee, I'm really excited to learn about your story. So let's just dive in.
Let's do it, Darren.
You ready? Okay, here we go. My first question for you, and I ask this of everyone, kind of tell us how you got started, where you began, and what motivated you to start this empowered leadership that you've started.
Yes. Well, I was someone who created this identity. I was corporate Renee, and I spent my whole career fine-tuning this identity I created. And from the outside looking in, I look like a success. I had the right job. I went to the right schools. I had the right degrees. I was making 6+ figures. But what people didn't know is I was a hot mess inside, because all that came at a cost. But I figured this was just the cost of creating this so-called success. And even then, that was lonely, just like you were sharing with us how entrepreneurship is lonely. When you grow in your career, that becomes lonely too, as a female who's strong, who's opinionated, and is in a male-dominant industry. And I didn't have anyone to talk to, Darren. I was keeping it all to myself. So when I was going to networking events, I was taking advantage of that opportunity. I was sharing my story with these other women who were doctors, lawyers. They were in finance. They had a seat at the table. And Darren, what they all did was raise their hand saying, "Me too. Who's talking to us?" I lost my voice. Decisions are being made out on the golf course that I'm not being invited to. Decisions are being made that I should be making, but they're making them during happy hour that I'm being excluded from. And they were looking at me, Darren. They were looking at me like I was to be that person to have the answers. But I'm like, in my head, I'm corporate Renee. I can't help you. I'm looking for support. But this went on, Darren, for like 3 months, and then another 3 months, and then like 4 months later. So I finally said, okay, universe, you win. You got my attention. What do you want me to do with this? So things came to a halt at my job. So instead of dropping the mic, Darren, I dropped the pin that I had in my hand. And I said, I'm out. I can't do anymore. I'm working 18+ hours every day, 7 days a week. I have nothing else to give. And you're asking me to give more. I couldn't do it. And that is how I started my entrepreneurship journey. It wasn't by choice. It was, I think I'm going to say, divine timing.
There you go. Okay. So, it sounds like, and I love that. And it's unfortunate too. I mean, I love that you've found something, you found a need and you went after it. It's unfortunate of the reasons why the need arose, because, you know, as we were talking before, there are so many amazing women that do so many great things And us boneheaded dumb guys sometimes just don't listen very well. And we need to be better at that. But you mentioned, I heard you say you weren't thinking that it was you that could do it, that you weren't maybe the one. So what motivated you? What was kind of that, maybe that catalyst that was like, you said you, instead of dropping the mic, you dropped the pin. What motivated you to say?
Yes, my boss.
What was it?
That's a great question. So thank you so much for asking me that, because that pivotal moment was not planned. When I went to work that Monday morning, I did not know I was going to quit my job. It was when my boss called me into his office and I saw his body language and I felt the energy. And I'm like, this is not going to be good. And this is when he brought out a piece of paper saying, like, Renee, you're taking notes in your meetings. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. A VP of sales walked out of a meeting that you were a part of. I'm like, okay, but that has nothing to do with me. So when you want to nitpick on somebody, you're going to find things. We're human and we make mistakes day in and day out. But I saw what was happening here and I'm like, I can't. I was physically, Darren, I was physically ill. I had given myself ulcers from the stress. I wasn't sleeping well. I was not eating. And I was like, I have nothing more to give. And if I continue on this path, I'm going to be in the hospital. And that's when I dropped the pin. And again, something took over my body and something took over the words that were coming out of my mouth. It was an out of body experience. And I had no control over it. I just said, I'm out right then and there. No 2-week notice, no conversation. I'm like, I'm out. I got nothing else to give. So it wasn't me who made the decision on quitting. It was the circumstances. And it wasn't me who decided entrepreneurship. It was these women saying, we need someone to talk to us who gets it, who understands the pain that we're going through, the frustrations, that we are educated, we are smart women, but we lost our voice.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned earlier corporate Renee. It sounds like inner Renee took over.
I like that, Darren. I'm going to use that for now on. Yes,
inner Renee was like, out. I've had enough of corporate Renee. I'm out. Good. I've had enough. And, you know, and for those that are listening that are wondering, you know, in a circumstance, maybe not similar to this, but struggling, you know, wondering, okay, when is the right time? When is it? What would you say to them, Renee? I mean, you mentioned it, the circumstances provided the opportunity. What would you tell them? How would you reach out to them? And what would you tell them if they're considering?
Yes. And this is what I help my clients do today. And what I would share is, what is your intuition telling you? My intuition was telling me a lot, but corporate Renee was very strong. She was very headstrong. So I love that analogy, Darren, I'm stealing it. The inner Renee came out, but there's never going to be a right timing. There's never going to be that right dollar amount in your savings account. There's never going to be that right time where, like, okay, this is a good time to leave my job. Like, it doesn't exist. What we do is we are using those excuses out of fear.
Okay. Yeah.
And because we know that will never come to fruition, because there is never enough money in the account, in our bank account. There's never the right timing to leave our job. Things are never going to slow down. So what I say is, what is your intuition telling you? And what can you do to start maybe a side hustle business while you're still working? So now your job is the first investor into your business.
There you go. Yeah. You know, and it's so true. And I hope people understand that if you're looking for that right moment, that right opportunity, money, whatever, well, you're going to wait a long, long, long time. You're always going to find a reason why you're not going to be able to do something. In fact, I had this conversation with a lady just the other day. She was kind of frustrated with her job. She works for a client that I have, and she doesn't feel like, you know, that they're providing her with the raise that she needs or whatever. She's been presented with an opportunity. Yet she sat there and went through all of the reasons why she shouldn't take the opportunity. And I finally just looked at her and said, you know what? It's fear. Stop letting fear tell you what you should do. What do you want to do? Well, I want to look into this. I'm like, well, then do it. Well, I don't know. And this whole conversation, I finally helped her see your brain will put all these fear tactics in your head to protect you.
Yeah.
Because it wants to protect you.
Yeah.
And you need to just take a step back, take a deep breath, and then go for it.
Yeah, and absolutely.
If it works, I love that.
I love that you did that, Darren, because that you're empowering your client then to think about like, what's that future self? What decision does that future self of you want to make versus the version of yourself today? Because that person's like, you know, fight or flight, our brain is designed, like you said, to protect us. But that future version, what would they say?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it's so true. So I appreciate you bringing that up because we deal with it all the time. So it's something that we need to be reminded of. And I want to follow up that kind of thought process with something else, Renee, related to as you made this decision. It sounds like you had some women there that, you know, were in this networking group. What other support, what other people did you have in your life that kind of helped you make this really all scary, kind of all of a sudden decision? What kind of support system did you rely on as you move forward from that moment?
Yeah. So again, another great question. And that one, what I'm happy to say, I had family and friends and my husband's support. Everyone really believed strongly in what I wanted to do. Well, let me take it back. What the universe wanted me to do, because it wasn't really my choice. I stepped into the calling and I said, okay, universe, what do you want me to do? And I really relied heavily on my husband. Again, I quit my job. So I'm like, we're living off our savings and I need to make this happen. I don't want to ever have to go backwards because I want to be a leader who leads by example. And I started, you know, just going down that journey. Okay. What does it mean to be an entrepreneur? And friends, family, you know, I'm going to be scared and I'm going to need to lean on you for support, emotional support. And everybody was very in on what I was doing because they knew that it was something that was needed and required. And they all saw something in me that I did not see. I didn't see in me for years.
Yeah, no, that is so great. And it's so wonderful that you had that support system. And we always encourage anybody listening, find support, whether that's family, whether that's friends, whether that's other professionals, you know, whether it's a networking group, you need to find someone, because what you said, Renee, is so powerful. You said they saw something in you did not see in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so powerful because, again, going back to your original comment about fear and all of this stuff, that's us seeing us or trying to see us and our brain trying to protect us from taking risks because it's natural that our brain does that. But everybody else is like, hey, you, Renee, you got this, go for it. You can do this. And
then it was like so easy for me. I'm used to things being hard. So I did start my business making it hard because that's all I knew how to do.
Right. Yeah. And so powerful stuff about support systems and using them and relying on them. I appreciate that. So as you reflect on this journey, how long have you been doing this, I guess, first question?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 5 years, but something just came to me that I want to share with your audience. Sure. Going back to that previous question, is part of your support system should be learning from someone who is ahead of where you want to go, who's doing what you want to do, whether you're learning from them books, audibles, going to their seminars, watching a webinar, or hiring them as your coach or mentor. That is going to fast track your success. And that is huge. You want to have that tribe. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So spend that time with people who are already doing what you want to do.
Okay. No, that's a good point. Good point. That's well worth adding here. And so 5 years you've been on this journey. And as you look back at this, I'm sure it hasn't just been all sorts of easy paths, easy roads. Everything just came without struggle or trial or obstacles. You're laughing because you and me both know that that's not how it works.
No.
If you could focus in on maybe one or two kind of obstacles you had to face.
Yeah.
What it was, and then what you kind of learned from it. What did you gain from that, those experiences?
Yeah. The first thing that's coming to me, Darren, is confidence, our self-confidence. When we are pushing ourselves outside our comfort zone and we are now We don't have a company to hide behind. We are the company. We're the brand. We're the face. And to be able to have that vulnerability and that confidence, like, I can do this, it's scary. Hence why you want to learn from someone who's already done it. So, like, what were the tricks that you did that helped you with that confidence? But looking back, I wish I would have invested heavily into my coaching back then, but I was in the scarcity mindset. I got to watch my money. Well, how are you supposed to make money when you're holding on to your money and you're not investing it into yourself and into your business? So that's the one thing I would definitely want your audience to really take note of, is investing in yourself so that you can grow and fast track your business. And that's where confidence comes from. It comes from taking action, taking massive action, going all in and betting on yourself. You're not just going to wake up one day and say, ooh, I feel confident. I'm going to go for it today. Every day is scary, but those little things that you can do, investing in yourself, having that support system, having that coach or mentor to guide you through those times, those days, those weeks, those months, right, Darren? We yep. have them no matter where we are in our career. Those still come up, but facing your self-confidence and your self-esteem right away. I used to think, do I need another degree in entrepreneurship? Like, I didn't know. I had no idea. And sometimes we keep chasing that next thing, the shiny object, because it actually protects us from taking that step, that massive step of vulnerability and say, I am open for business. I am here. I can do this. I can help you. It's easy to say, I'll do that after I get the certification. I'll do it after I do X, Y, Z. So that one thing, the first thing is self-confidence. And then the next thing, and I kind of touched on it already, invest in yourself. Get yourself set up as a business. Get your EIN number. Get your bank account. Like, solidify you as a business, because mentally, your mindset will follow your lead. Oh, we are a business. We are doing this. Okay, let's keep going.
No, I like that. And there's so much there that, you know, you talk about. And I would ask, just something I was thinking about as you were saying all of that and related to confidence and stuff. How many times did you fail at things? I mean, how many times? What's that?
For 5 years.
5 years. There you go. Yeah. I mean, and that's the other thing that I think we have to be careful of is taking those steps doesn't always guarantee success, but even when we do stumble, if we're willing to be confident, keep moving forward, keep getting back up and walking forward, you'll find the success. Mm-hmm. It'll happen. It's don't be afraid to take that step, realize that it may not work. Mm-hmm. Take a step back, think, okay, got to do it this way and try another way. You learn. Those are the learning opportunities, right? You learn more from your failures, hopefully, than from your successes.
Yeah. And in fear, right? False evidence appearing real. Is this a failure, or is this like, oh, I'm really glad I got to learn this because I'm going to be able to share this learning opportunity with someone else. And now I know what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So as you look back at these 5 years, is there, and maybe you've kind of alluded to this, you talked about investing in yourself earlier and some different things. Is there something specific that you're like, you know, I wish I'd have done that a little differently, or I would have changed the way I'd have done that. Is there anything that you would change, or are you?
Yes. Like, yeah. And I alluded to it earlier, is stop chasing the shiny objects. Don't think you need that one more thing. My rule of thumb now, and I would love for your audience, if they grab a pen and paper, write this down. Don't invest into any other programs till you've executed the one you just completed.
Oh, yes.
And execute doesn't mean just finish the course. It means like you put everything into action.
Hey, that is a great point. And I think in this world of information overload, you can go online and search for, you know, all sorts of self-help, self-whatever, self-anything. And if you're just constantly bouncing from this to this, to that, to that, to that, to this, to over here, you'll never take it in.
No. Well, and then you train in your brain that we're in a business of collecting data.
Yeah. Instead of executing on the data.
Yes. So I wish someone would have called me out on that years ago, because that was something I was an information junkie is what I would call myself. Like, I had to keep learning. I had to keep knowing that one next thing, that one next thing, Darren, then I'll be solidified. That one next thing, then I'll be official. That one next thing, then I'll blow up and, you know, my business will explode. But I never took massive action. So I would love for your audience to just take that in with, don't buy anything else and stop chasing anything that is not going to move your needle, get you closer to your goals, create like your roadmap. Okay. I want to do that. Where in my roadmap will that fit in? Q3, Q4, the following year, like put it somewhere. So at least, you know, it's on your radar still, you're not dropping it off, but you don't have to do everything at one time.
Oh, I like that. That is so insightful. And so, I'm thinking to myself, I need to do more of that. It's so powerful. I remember with podcasts and everything and all this stuff, people always, I listen to this podcast and this one, I do this and I listen to that, I read this book. And I thinking to myself, well, I got to do all of that stuff. And it became to the point where I actually, about a year ago, I just said, you know what? One book at a time. One podcast at a time. I can't do everything. I'm running around trying to learn and not doing anything to make myself better other than learn.
Yeah.
Which is good, but not great.
Yeah. And to go along with that, we then start comparing ourselves, going back to that confidence and then thinking we need that one more thing. We start comparing ourselves. Oh, this person's doing that, so I need to learn how to do that. Oh, this person's doing this, so I need to go and learn to do that. So what I did is I stopped following everybody on social media that I was feeling like, oh my gosh, they're doing it better. I had to get that energy away. So I just stopped following, and it was such a game changer.
Yes, that is excellent advice. And I was just going to ask you, what advice would you give? But you just nailed it, I think. I mean, really, that is some great advice there. I mean, you've this whole thing has been about advice and great things you've shared. And so that is a powerful thing. And you know, honestly, taking it away from the entrepreneurial side, you know, for our kids, you know, I worry that they get on Facebook, Instagram, all these different places, and they're comparing themselves, thinking they got to be something. And it's like, stop. You are you and be you. And you don't have to have or be that false thing that they are displaying.
Right. That's so Facebook. True. We're comparing our lives to someone's filtered 3-second life.
Right. Yes. So that is powerful stuff. And I appreciate that. So Renee, as we wrap this up, I want to give you an opportunity because you've shared so many wonderful things with us. I want our audience to know how they can find out more about you, more about Empowered Leadership, and how they can connect with you. So share with us how they can do that.
Yeah, I think the easiest one, because we're all on there, is on Instagram and on LinkedIn. So on Instagram, it's at Empowered Coach, all one word. And if you type that in LinkedIn, you'll find me there as well. But I'm more on Instagram. So you definitely get a lot of value on what I'm putting out there in regards to content. I believe on not holding back. I share a lot of information that clients pay for, but I'm all about a being of service. So if you want like quick hits, learning on, you know, getting some awareness, paying attention to your energy, your intuition, your mindset, Instagram is the place to be.
Excellent. And for those that are driving that can't write that down, we will, don't worry. We will have that information in our podcast show notes. So we'll have links there so you can find it. So you can go and check out Renee on Instagram and see all the great stuff that she is doing and how you can connect with her and see if there's anything more other than just what you find on Instagram, if one of her programs or coaching, whatever that she's providing, if that would be of interest to you. So Renee, this has been absolutely fabulous. I've absolutely enjoyed this.
Where did the time go, Darren? It flew.
I know. And it always does. And I wish we could just sit here and talk for hours because again, I've said it many times. And I'll keep saying it. These experiences for me are so powerful because I learned some stuff today that I'm going to take back and go, you know what? I need to do better at that. I need to remember that. And I hope everybody else is having that same experience. I remember when Danielle, my co-host, and I talked about doing a podcast, and the very first thing that came to me was, we've got to have others share their story because they're powerful. Mm-hmm. They have so many things that they can share that we can learn from. We've got to have others share it. And so, Renee, thank you for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Hey, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for yet another segment of This Is Their Story. You know, each of our stories may be different and unique. However, we can learn so much from each other. And that is the whole reason we have these entrepreneurs join us, to share their stories. We hope something they share will inspire you or possibly provide you with the advice you so desperately need to motivate and empower you along your entrepreneurial journey. So we truly hope that that has happened for you today. As a reminder, please take a moment to rate and review the show. It truly does help us out. To find out more about the podcast and all the great stuff we are doing, please visit our website, www.procenac.com. That's spelled P-R-O-C-E-N-A-C. You can also connect with us and ask us questions through our Instagram and Facebook pages by simply typing Procenac. Links to our website and socials are located in the podcast show notes. Until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.